AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping met today on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. Karen Shamas has more.
President Biden opened the meeting by expressing his hopes that the two leaders could find a way to work together, despite their differences.
Our two nations, we share a responsibility, in my view, to show that China and the United States can manage our differences, prevent competition from becoming anything ever near conflict, and to find ways to work together on urgent global issues.
Xi said he was ready for a candid and in-depth exchange of views with Biden and hoped they would set the China-U.S. relationship on the right course. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a statement after the meeting, the White House says Biden raised human rights concerns with Xi and objections to what it describes as China's coercive actions against Taiwan. But it also says the two leaders agreed nuclear war should never be fought and condemned Russian atomic threats on Ukraine. Meantime, in Ukraine, residents of the southern city of Kherson have been welcoming Ukrainian troops with hugs and flags. President Vladimir Zelensky calls the Russian withdrawal from the city the beginning of the end of the war. In Washington, Congress returns to work after the midterm elections. Donna Warder has a look.
Newly elected members of Congress arrive for orientation today after Republicans suffered one of the most disappointing midterm elections in decades, and control of the House is still undecided. On Tuesday, the GOP held closed-door leadership elections. Democrats did better than expected in the midterms, keeping narrow control of the Senate, but they too face leadership turmoil as the GOP pick up House seats toward majority control. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is AP News. Here Comes the Bride will be heard at the White House next weekend. Julie Walker explains.
President Biden's granddaughter, 28-year-old Naomi Biden, and her fiancé, 25-year-old Peter Neal, are getting married Saturday on the South Lawn. She's the daughter of Hunter Biden, and like her fiancé, they both graduated law school. They met when a mutual friend set them up 4 years ago. White House Historical Association President Stuart McLaurin.
There have only been really 18, I believe, official president and first lady acknowledged wedding ceremonies to take place at the White House in all of its history.
He says the first wedding was Dolly Madison's sister in 1812, the last 2013, when the presidential photographer tied the knot. I'm Julie Walker.
In Monday Night Football, the undefeated Eagles host Washington. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.